Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, many of us might reward ourselves with a glass of wine if we've undertaken a bit of a chore. For instance, you might go for a run and then have a glass afterwards. But Tom Gilby, who is a sommelier and owner of a wine company, combined the two. He ran the London Marathon and every mile stopped to blind taste a different glass of wine. Afternoon, Tom.
Afternoon, Sean. I'm thrilled to be on the show.
How exactly did that work? Were there little tables set up for you every mile or so?
I wish, Sean. No. This was organised by my son. He's 26. He got 26 people with flags and T-shirts sort of dotted, ideally every mile. It didn't quite work out like that. And I had to sort of find them. I was running with two plastic wine glasses and guess the grape, the year and the country or try to of every wine.
Oh, wow. That's possibly even an equal challenge to running the marathon itself.
This was much worse.
Yeah. And the wines that he chose for you, did they kind of range in terms of, you know, whether some of them bought in garages and things?
Sean, we had the... Well, it started off quite well. The first sort of 10 miles were quite nice wines. And then you sort of hang a right on Tower Bridge towards the Isle of Dogs in London, which is the most beautiful place at the best of times. And I got all the petrol station wines then.
Ooh.
Which is not great.
But say, when it's a petrol station wine, can you just say, can you identify anything about it other than you bought this in a petrol station?
Yeah, well, they're the sort of wines that you buy in a petrol station. They are the sort of fruity, sweet, mainly red ones that you really don't want at miles 16, 17. You really don't want that.
Yeah. God. But there were nice ones there too, I assume.
Oh, yeah. The nice ones came at the start. And so I was sort of crossing, you know, about 10 miles in, I was thinking this is all really quite good. And then I'd forgotten how painful a marathon is. And it all began to go a bit downhill from there. But I did it. I got through it. And we've raised so much money for a wonderful cause, which I'm thrilled about.
Yeah. You brought that up. Tell us about the cause, because it's related to your mother as well.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah, it's the hospice, Sobel House Hospice, that looked after my mum in her last few days. And they're just amazing people, like all the people in these hospices. And I was just so proud to run for them and so elated by this crazy week that's followed it. I really didn't think it was that silly an idea, but it seems it was.
Yeah, and you hoped to raise £2,000 for Sobel House. And how much did you actually raise in the end?
Well, we're still going. 10 minutes ago, we crossed through £20,000. So,
wow.
Thank you to everyone who sponsored and left hilarious messages on the Just Giving site.
And I'm sure your liver would equally be thankful to them too.
Absolutely.
Did you spit every glass or did you swallow some of them?
No, I swallowed some of them. And I stopped. I mean, people would I was running alongside Blackpool Tower, a double humped camel, and a bridge, and people would stop and look at me as the ridiculous ones, and I really didn't think I was the ridiculous one.
But given that you did swallow some of them, did that make running the marathon more difficult, or did it kill the pain a bit?
I think it killed the pain. I think really, it sort of got me through it, and I managed a time of 4:41, which I thought. I was just happy to finish, and I had a lot of laughs on the way. It was fantastic, super fun.
And have you run many marathons before?
No, I've run one in the last century, 1996.
Fair dues, then. Did you put in a lot of training for this, though?
Wine tasting or running?
Running, yes.
No, I was more worried about the wine tasting because I knew I had to finish the run.
Yes,
but it's my profession to sort of guess wines correctly, or at least some of them. And I was most worried about getting them wrong.
Okay.
And I did get a few wrong.
Yeah.
But I did put in a bit of training.
Yeah, but you tasted 25, so how many did you get right?
So I had to guess the year in the country. I got 7 completely right, 4 completely wrong, and the rest sort of a little bit right and a little bit wrong.
Okay, that's not bad.
I didn't think that was bad. I was happy with that.
Because I would imagine the further you get into the marathon, you're sweating, it might affect your taste buds and that kind of thing.
And then once you pop the Lucozade gel, that's not the best food match, really, for a glass of wine. So it all gets a bit tricky.
Yeah. Now, you, people might say Gilbey's. Now, in Ireland, there was a Gilbey's of Ireland. And I think they've changed their name.
Right.
Yeah, that have been here for centuries. I think they've changed their name recently. Is that connected to your family?
That is completely my family. So my family were old, sort of a long time ago, wine importers to England and Ireland. And they continued in Ireland with Gilbey's, the spirits, Gilbey's gin and all the wines. And they're still going to some degree. You can still see Gilbey shops over in Dublin, for sure. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Because over the I was wondering about that. So is this kind of then not just a business, but a job that you've inherited down through several generations?
I think I was ill qualified to do anything else. So wine is my game. And it's been, to be honest, I'm not that old, but since 1875.
Wow.
So.
Okay. So then when you grow up in a wine family, is it a bit like being a doctor if your parents are doctors, that you're not given much of an option?
Yeah, apart from the fact I think you've got to have a brain to be a doctor. But in wine, you've just got to keep going.
Yeah. Do you have to be a super taster? Do you have to have a very good palate?
Sean, anyone can taste wine. It's just, If you spend a lot of time concentrating on it and thinking on it, just none of us really think about it when we taste and eat things. So I've trained myself to have a half decent palate.
Okay, does that take a long time?
52 years, sure.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. At all.
And are you still improving as you're going on?
I'm not sure. I think I'll let others answer that, but I think I did okay, and I'm still learning stuff. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Yeah. The thing about blind tasting anyway, I mean, they do have blind tasting competitions. Is it kind of impossible to get them all right, really?
Well, I think people who are better than me could get it. It's very difficult, really difficult. But actually most of it, sorry, this is controversial, but most of it's quite simple. You can get a lot by looking at things, a lot by smelling things, and a lot by tasting things. It's just eliminating what it's not. So if I told you, for example, Sean, and you were listening, to get the quality of a wine, it's just how many seconds you can taste it after you've drunk it or spat it out. And anything over sort of 7 seconds is a good wine. So you're thinking, whether I like it or not, this is a good wine. It's worth a couple of quid.
Really? Now, is that universe? I've drunk wines that were not good wines, and I wish the aftertaste would have left me far sooner than that.
No, sure, I know. I can bet.
That's well. Any of the wines that you had to sample on the run, were they your wines,
There was about three or four that were my wines, and thankfully I got them spot on.
Okay,
that would have been a bit embarrassing. And yeah. But the rest were just anyone bought anything. I had wines from mini bottles, cans, full bottles. I didn't have any magnums. That would have been bad. But I had the whole lot. But too many reds.
Yeah.
Reds is not good for a marathon.
No, especially if you're in the middle of a marathon. And did you feel a bit drunk at the end of it?
I think I felt so relieved that I couldn't work out whether I was drunk or not.
Yeah.
But no. I honestly think the adrenaline just got me going, and it was. I did the race. I did a little tasting on Blackheath, and everyone was looking at me as if I was incredibly weird. And I thought, no, I'm not that weird. And when I finished the race, I really thought maybe I am actually quite weird. This was really silly.
Yeah. By the end of it, when you're exhausted, then did you have to leave a gap before you drank any more wine? In the sense that oh my god, I'll have a flashback if I have a glass of red now.
Yeah, it hasn't been the booziest week of my life, this, but I've welcomed the break.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah, because it's a bit like somebody who works in a chocolate factory. How do you stop all your teeth falling out? If you're a wine importer, is it more of a challenge then to kind of, because for most of us, it's Thursday, that's nearly Friday. how do you have a kind of a regime for yourself?
I do, sure. It is like working in the sweetie shop, and you've got to be very, very careful. So I basically do not drink during the week, really.
Mm.
So when you say basically,
does Wednesday count?
Yeah, the week sort of Monday is breakfast till lunch.
Yes.
normally. That's what I try anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so do we all. Tom, thanks a million for speaking with us today. Congratulations on that marathon run. That was Tom Gilby there, a sommelier and owner of the Tom Gilby Wine Company.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.